Ponky was someone I had been aware of for about a year at that point. I think space is a waste. God, there was something else. I can't remember what it was, but Space is a Waste stands out to me as one of the first Ponky things that I heard, and I was just blown away by this guy's voice and strong theatrical presence. And this was around the time that my interest in musical theater was starting to evolve a little bit, but I felt like Ponky was somebody who would be really good to write for, because he had such a pure theatrical presence. And I was kicking around this idea of maybe doing an album of headcanon songs about like an old war in Equestria. And that's a concept album I never made. I ended up doing Autumn Nights instead. But the story of meeting Ponky was I got in touch with him finally after reaching out over the course of maybe a year, just a few times, just trying to get through to the guy to try and work with him, because I really, really loved his voice. I really loved his voice. And so by the time I get in touch with him, he's like, hey, just FYI, I'm a Mormon. Mormons do this thing where when you turn 19 or whatever, you go on a mission trip for 2 years where you don't have contact with the world at all, and you're just off selling God to people, I guess. no harm intended. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I have this song I'm working on. It's like a theatrical thing from Applejack's father's perspective. And Ponky's like, well, tell you what, I'm going into the studio, because he paid for studio time to do his recordings, which is one of the reasons he was one of the reasons that you didn't see a lot of Ponky is when he wanted vocals recorded, he had to go to a studio and pay for the time. And he's like, listen, I have a session tomorrow. I am doing my last Brony collab. And if you can get me an instrumental by tomorrow morning, I can squeeze in one take of the song. And meanwhile, the song was not done in any way, shape, or form. So I'm like, oh, so you're leaving for 2 years in 2 days, and I have one Ponky take. Okay, let me go write this song and record the piano real quick. So I did, and the song's fun because it's just stream of conscious, and stream of conscious is, for the most part, how I wrote a lot of my songs back then. Is I would sit down at the piano or the guitar and I would just kind of work through it and just feel it out and be like, yeah, that sounds good. But this time it was under extreme circumstances. I went down, I plugged in an electric piano to my laptop. I just spent a couple hours writing it, laying down that track, sent it over to him. He sent back the take. I ended up sitting on it for months and months and months. And eventually I got Socratic Brony, I think, ended up doing some great shit on Pink Side of the Moon. Got him to do the fucking orchestral for me, because I was at the point where I was just like, I don't know what to do with this. But I ended up, yeah, it was really an amazing performance, and it's got to be my most theatrical song that I wrote from Pony. And looking back, it's like, who better to have done that than Ponky? And what an interesting set of circumstances that could really only happen once in a lifetime, right?